I'm fine. I'm perfect.
So this is July 31st, 2017. Interview with Freddie James at 8 Elk Path in Toronto. And my name is Lisa Newman. I'm very glad to meet you.
Me too. Thank you for coming this morning.
Tell me, what you decided to do the audio interview rather than a video.
Yes.
How come?
Because we live in a world that, you know, it's better, you know, that way.
Can you say any more about why?
It's because all the world is upside down with the Middle East, and you have to be really cautious. So that's why.
And any idea what might happen if it was a video?
No, it's nothing really. I personally, you know, I feel like to speak to you over rather than video.
I see. So tell me, you were born in Baghdad.
I was born in Iraq in 1936.
Where exactly?
In Baghdad.
And were you born at home?
In that time, yes. In that time, actually, nurses used to be more than doctor to help the born in that time.
And where are you in the order? You said you have some brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Which number are you?
I am the first, second, third, fourth. Yeah.
And the oldest one is?
My brother.
Was killed, you
killed
said?
Killed in the army, yes.
Killed in the Israeli army.
Yes, he's been injured and died after that.
What year was that?
It was my brother died where he was age 54. He was sick for the time.
And what was his name?
Naji.
Naji?
Naji.
And then after him is who?
Eva.
Eva, and where is she?
She lives in Ramat Gan.
And after Eva?
Violet.
And
then me.
And then you.
And then Baruch. And then Frida.
And that's everybody.
Correct. All were born in Iraq.
All born in Iraq.
Correct.
What was the name that you were given when you were born?
Farid. It means lonely.
It means?
Lonely.
Why that name?
Because my mom chose it like your mom chose your name. That's why, you know, I mean, the family chose the name. And I'm glad that I have my name.
Yes?
Yes.
You like that name?
Yes.
But
when I came to Israel, I made it Freddy. Then when I came to Canada, you know, it's still the same.
And your family name, what was it?
Agai, A-G-A-I. We are original from Persian Iran. Many years ago, before my grandfather born in Iraq. And actually our name is Agai. Agai means in Persian, Mr.
Why the move from Persia, do you know?
That I cannot tell you, because back about over 100 years before I born, that originated. That's why the name come from Agai.
I see.
It's Persian name.
And your father's first name was?
Gurji. And he was a businessman. He was a wholesaler of dishes.
He's dishes? Been,
yes, import from China, England to Baghdad.
And your mother's name?
My mother, Victoria.
And what was her family name?
Ezra.
And were her family from Iran also?
No.
Where were they from?
Baghdad.
They
born in generation there.
I see. And did your grandfather sp still speak some Farsi?
My grandfather is passed away.
No, but when he was
No,
alive,
he, like I said to you, before my grandfather,
before your
many
grandfather,
generations before
many
him,
generations.
that's where we came from.
I understand. I understand. Were there any Persian traditions in
N
your family?
no. Like it's been forgotten. Just I mentioned the name Arai because
Yes.
it's a Persian name.
Right.
And that came from in generation from generation to generation, we
Right.
stay Arai.
Yes.
That's why I explained to you that Arai means
I
as a mister
understand.
in Iranian
I
language.
understand. Was your family observant?
My father was a religion, very religion. And when he passed away, actually, they called me the night before when he died, and I took a plane and I went. And normally in Israel, when somebody like die direct, they take him direct to the burial. But my dad, they bring him to the shul, and I ask why, because the shul decide to name him as a rabbi.
To
Because
name him.
as a rabbi, because he was a
Oh.
scholar and he was
Oh.
teaching Torah.
Wow.
But he never take money for his work,
Really?
just was helping youth to be bar mitzvah and Torah.
Wow. Wow. And
So
he was buried in
in
Baghdad?
Israel,
In Israel.
yes. Actually, we
Wow.
left Israel in 1948 to left Baghdad 1948 to Israel. So my dad lived for a long time in Israel.
He would go to shul
Every morning and evening.
every morning, every
Evening,
evening.
yes.
And you,
I go
growing
to the shul once a week, Saturday here, take Lachare Torah.
up? But when you were little,
I used to go with my dad,
you went with your
yes.
dad. Your bar mitzvah was
In Iraq, no, in Israel, I'm
in
sorry.
Israel.
Yes.
And tell me about the bar mitzvah.
Was really just with the families. In that time, was no neighbors or friends. We used to be all the occasion was with families.
And did you read the Haftarah?
Yes, my dad teach me, everything. That's why I know the Torah today.
He taught you to lane as well?
Everything, everything. My dad teach me everything. And he used to teach a lot of boys in that time, bar mitzvah. That's why, like I said to you, when he died, they name him as a, they make advertising in Ramat Gan
I see.
for him as, I name him as a rabbi, Gurji
So tell me, when you were little,
Yes.
a little boy, what do you remember from, what are some of your earliest memories?
Actually, we used to live beautifully in Iraq. My dad was helping us, or my brother and sister. We never, my brother and sister work at all. We used to all go to school. The girls used to go in that time to girls' school, and wasn't like boys and girls in that time to go together. And we used to go to boys' school. I used to go with my younger brother to school. We didn't have in where we used to live Jewish school. We used to go to Christian school for studying the law and whatever. So actually it was a little bit tough to go walk in the street in those days because we used to be arrested by Arab
What
because we
did
are a
they
Jew.
do?
Beat us, running after us, all kind.
And this is long before 48.
Correct.
Were you afraid?
That's when I moved to Israel. I was 11 years old. So when I used to go to school when I was 8 and my brother was 6, we used to be arrested a lot.
And what was that like for you?
You know, all the Jew, we used to be really happy in Iraq. We used to be, all the Jew was well taken care of. But some, you know, always bother, you know, Jewish in there that time.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was, we used to live in the same street. My dad built it for his own money, a synagogue.
Really?
Yes, and it's funny, it was 3 days before Yom Kippurim, I finished to build the synagogue, and he rented chairs and all the things that needed for people to come to pray Yom Kippurim. And I remember still, it was when I was 10, Dad stand, he said, well, I built for you guys this shul, now you are, you have to go and donate money for the chairs and all the things that need the shul to have.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the shul?
No, no, that I don't remember.
Or what?
It's the same street.
What street?
Awal Shara Lehuedi. And when we left in 1948 to Israel, in that time it was really sad, because about 110,000 Jewish Iraqi was in Iraq, over 100,000 signed to go to Israel in that time, because
mm-hmm.
the Iraq and Israel was not friendly in that
yes.
time. So anybody who signed to go to Israel, over 100,000,
mm-hmm.
they take everything from them. The
mm-hmm.
houses, they freeze the money in the bank. They give you only a suitcase with a 20 pound.
Mm-hmm.
And you left everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when we left Iraq, my dad has in the same street two houses, one rent and one we used to live. And shul, he gave the three keys to the police. Left everything.
Wow. Wow. I want to come back to when you were a little boy. We'll talk more about the leaving, but when you were little, what was fun? What were the good things for a little boy?
I used to be happy in the school. I used to play tennis, and I used to be very happy to have a good friends, even though they was Christian. We was about six Jewish in the classroom.
Out of how many?
About, at that time, 21. Six Jewish. And we used to be happy and friendly with the Christian. It was very kind to us, and everything was fine. Except
did you
in the
go
street.
To their homes?
No. We not allow, my parents didn't allow us, because we were still young, and he cannot go after school somewhere else.
They didn't come to your house?
No, in that time. It's not like today, you go and they come. No, we finish school, we used to come home, and, you know.
Who looked after you? Who gave you your meals?
My mom. And we used to have also a maid.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish woman used to come from Arbil, north of Iraq. They used to be poor there. I used to look for places to work. So we used to have a bed steady all year round.
The same maid all the time?
Yes. We had her about 9 years, as far as I remember.
Did she have children?
No, she didn't marry. But when she came to Israel, after when Aliyah became, she got married and had children.
And you stayed in touch with her?
Yes, my sister in touch with her.
So you're a little boy. What do you do when you come home from school?
Well, my mom was qualified. She used to, first of all, feed us and then teach us before we go to sleep.
What did she teach you?
What we studied in that day and how to cook.
And you mentioned Christian children. What about Muslim children?
Muslim wasn't really not... not in that school.
How come?
At that time, you know, majority in that area was Jewish and Christian. Mostly Jewish in that area used to live.
Was that a wealthier area?
It's a wealthier area.
And there weren't Muslims in?
Was, but not so many. Like out of 100, I would say six families.
Did you, as you got a little older, did you know any Muslim children?
No, we never been friends with them.
How come?
Because, like I said to you, we was not comfort with them. Like, you came here, I receive you well.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that case.
And this is long before 1948 in
Correct.
Israel.
Correct.
Did you, as a little boy, belong to any organizations, any clubs?
No. We never had, like today, open world. Was no TV, was only radio. Was not really information to know what's gone in England or in United States. Or was, you know, just what's happening in that country, almost.
Tell me about your grandparents.
My grandfather was also a businessman, and I have three uncle and two sister also. He was a good man also. He was a religious like my dad. That's why my dad became a religion. And you know, in that time, you know, people used to go work, come home, was no entertainment or to go outside dancing. It's different world, like, you know, today we live in a different world, like that
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, that time, you know, the girls was getting married, they used to meet a boy, and that boy she gonna get married with. It's not like today, you know, world. This was quiet.
That was your grandfather on your father's side. What
yeah.
about your mother's?
Mother's side also, actually, one of the sister moved to Israel when she get married. She knew somebody from Israel and she get married. And that time was no, my grandfather died early, so I didn't know really much about them.
What did he die of?
I cannot tell you that, I didn't know. Because at that time also was not information like today to tell you how what person has was doctors, but the doctor wasn't like today, you know everything about what going inside.
So you had cousins?
Yes.
That you played with?
Yeah, we used to gather only on holiday because they wasn't one close to each other living. Was no cars in that time. You could go travel from one place to other place. When I was 8, then my dad bought a car. And that's the first car that my dad has in his life.
When you were 8?
When I was 8, yeah.
Was that very exciting?
It was very exciting, yeah.
What kind of car?
Ford in that time, I still remember. Ford.
What color?
White. Still remember that. Funny how I remember that, because I love car, you know. So, yeah, I used to come on holiday, like in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. We used to gather with the family on Sukkot. Like every year, a different place, like different uncle we used to go, and our turn used to come too. So that's when we used to be gathering with the family, only in that time.
And you would stay with them all of Sukkot?
No, they come for meal and we have a prayer and Kiddush and then they go.
And what about Pesach?
Pesach wasn't like only Sukkot, once a year.
But
with my mother, I used to come to see my mother sometime, you know.
Tell
the
me.
Life is not like today. It's completely was more peaceful. Happy, people used to live longer. It's not like, you know, because you see all the cars, all the noise that affect people. And that's why people used to live longer that time, less complication with health.
Your house, did it have a garden?
Yes, We used to have in the garden everything you want. My father, we used to have a gardener, and my father used to grow from A to Z everything in the garden. It was a huge garden.
Also vegetable garden?
Vegetable and fruit, even peaches. We used to have, I remember, grapes we used to grow in the garden also.
Did you pick those? Did you work in the garden?
No, I was, you know, little. You know, I used to go have fun, pick up one peach or grapes, or, you know. Even used to grow okra, I don't know if you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, even they used to grow okra in the garden.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, in Iraq was the weather is beautiful, very nice weather.
Uh-huh.
We in the summer we didn't have air conditioning at that time.
Oh.
Every family used to live above the second story.
Aliyat Agag.
Alagag, and we used to, our beds used to be on a gag, and we used to sleep there.
Just in the open.
Yeah.
On the roof.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because there was no air conditioning. And it's in the summer, it's really hard to sleep inside.
Did it rain in the summer?
Not really.
Uh-huh.
That's why our bed was dry.
What are some of the...
I'm just going to check that it's recording with your permission. Lisa,
please.
Just to make sure that...
Okay. What are some of the foods that you remember from a little boy?
I have to tell you, I've been searching the world. I've been so many places in the world as a businessman. Every family will tell you our food is great, which is, I agree. But our food was exceptional, unreal. The meals that my mother used to prepare, it was delightful.
Like what? What did she prepare?
We cook different, like than English or French. My mother used to make all kind of food. I can tell you it's only in Arabic, but it's not gonna sound good.
Say it in Arabic.
We used to do all kind of okra diet, skin of fish, of sheep. I put rice on it inside and meat. All kind of delightful food.
Did you eat a lot of meat?
In that time, we used to, in Iraq, was no cow. We only eat sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we didn't eat much, but whatever they prepared for us.
What were some of your favorite treats?
Parcha, we call it. Means they take meat and rice and spice and tomatoes, and they put it in the skin of the stomach of the sheep, and they cook it for almost 20 hours.
Ah.
And was that my favorite?
Did they cook outside on a grill at all?
No, we have inside, and also in that time, we used to bake bread, you know, the round, deep ones.
Oh,
I don't know if you see
like
it.
Like a laffa?
Laffa. They used to cook it. Every house used to have a place where the mother used to cook the bread outside.
Uh-huh.
In that time. But little by little, that stopped, and then we became bakery, and then we had bread from us.
Uh-huh.
But in the Passover, all the mothers used to make the bread for Passover.
The matzah?
All the matzah. We never had matzah in Iraq from different country.
Oh,
or
really?
And Jewish never make. Or every family used to make them own at that time. They used to make cheese, feta cheese. They used to make tomatoes at that time in the summer for the winter.
Uh-huh.
Everything was made in the house.
They made preserves for the winter.
Yes, everything made in the house.
What about sweet things? Cake?
My mother used to make cake. Well, the best things was, we call it baklava.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of bread with sugar and honey.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make it in big round plate, and they used to bake it inside the oven.
Mm-hmm.
That was delightful. You can find it today, even
I
the
know.
baklava.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, you said you know what is it?
I know baklava.
Yeah.
Love it. What about for your birthday? What would
At that time was not really my birthday in celebration. No, it wasn't that way.
Ah.
It was quiet, you know. But when we came here, it's all commercial. People start to make birthday and celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It's all commercial. Christmas is commercial. Passover has now become commercial, you know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't, it was quiet, you know.
What about clothing? How did you get clothing?
My mother used to sew for us. In that time, was not manufacturers that you go buy all kind of things. My mother sew us shirt, underwears, everything. Yeah.
And would
need
you
for
get
us socks?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get new clothes for Rosh Hashanah? Or?
Yes, for sure. After when I was seven, my dad they start to make suits for men's and. And then my dad used to, every Rosh Hashanah used to go buy for us a suit to go to shul.
And would you go to a tailor or just to a store?
Yeah, to the tailor.
Uh-huh.
And they used to make for us suit.
So they would make it to measure?
Exactly. They started to do it when I started to be about 7, 8.
Uh-huh. And what about shoes?
Shoes they used to make all the time. The manufacturers there, they used to make shoes.
Uh-huh.
But mostly Arab, they used to wear, you know, they would go something like that.
Uh-huh. Sandals.
Sandals, yeah.
Uh-huh. And when it was cold, it was winter cold?
Yeah, the winter was cold, really. But it was okay. It was okay.
How did you get warm in the house?
Jackets. We have, they, mostly women, they used to knit a lot of sweaters.
Uh-huh.
That time. The woman had big part in the house in that time.
Uh-huh.
Used to teach the children, cook for them, knit for them,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there fireplaces in your house?
No.
No. Huh. So, what else are your early memories of when you were small?
Actually, the best part that I love Iraq is the best country in the world.
Yeah.
The Iraq has two rivers. They call it Dijla and Furat.
Uh-huh.
And the best things ever happened to me to live in that country. And I was sorrow when I heard that we have to leave to Israel. Because
mm-hmm.
I love it so much. It's peaceful surrounding the area where we used to live. The only time when you have problem was we were arrested by some Arab, but we didn't make big deal about it. But I'd loved to born in Iraq. It was a nice country to live.
Could you swim in the river?
Yes, we could swim in the river, yes.
How did you learn to swim?
My dad teach me.
And what about boat? Were you ever in a...
No, we never had that luxury.
Uh-huh. Did your dad swim with you?
Yes.
And
my
your...
dad teach us how to swim, yes.
And what about your mom?
No, she the girls was not that time going out so much like boys.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They used to be more quiet.
Uh-huh. Did any of your... relatives on holidays or whenever have special things to wear, a costume for
no,
Pesach
was,
or for Sukkot?
No, just normal.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Only when it was wedding, they used to make a lot of different things for women and make her look beautiful.
Do you remember a wedding when you were little?
Yes, I did. My aunt when she married.
How old were you?
I was about 7.
And what do you remember?
It was a beautiful celebration in the house. They used to make it, and then they go at the end, day after, to the shul to get married.
Did they do henna? Did they do henna in
henna? In that time, yes. That's the celebration. They make it night before.
Uh-huh. Did you see that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what did you wear to the wedding?
Just simple, you know, just simple. Was not really like today, you know, you dress well and you go and it was simple life for
And
everything.
do you remember musicians playing music?
I still listen sometimes to Arab music, which is come from, you know, but I'm not so much addicted to.
But do you remember as a little
Yes, for
boy?
sure, for sure. I remember the music, the Iraqi music and everything. I do.
Would
It's a
they?
beautiful, let me tell you about Arab language.
Yes.
This is a very rich language, like French.
Yes.
French, rich language. Arab is a rich language. And when they play music, it's so beautiful. They could use one word for s in different ways, and it sounds so great.
Did you learn any music
No,
as a little
no,
boy?
no, no.
And did Jews play music?
Yes, for sure. At today, you find them around the world go play. In this house, I had some musician came from Israel as a Jew, Iraqi, and I made party here for 60 people. And they play three musicians down, and one woman was singing from Israel.
And they played Iraqi music.
Yes, ma'am. I still have the video.
Wow, that
Yeah.
must be wonderful.
Yes.
So, one other thing I wanted to ask about growing up, did you know anything about Israel or Zionism? It wasn't Israel
Well,
yet,
actually, when
but.
I came to Canada, you know, I didn't speak about Israel so much. You know, I was busy as a businessman, work all the time, sometimes to work 12 hours a day, so.
But going back when you were a little boy in Baghdad, had you heard about Zionism?
No, was nothing, just when Israel exists, then we start to know about what's going around the world.
How old were you when you first thought you might be leaving Iraq?
When I was about 10,
And what happened that made you think?
lots of people wasn't feel safe in Iraq, so they thought, as we have a Jewish state, Israel, we should go. So 100,000 went to Israel.
You say not feeling safe. Tell me more about that.
Like I said to you, they always been arrested by the Arab in anywhere we go.
Always.
Always. That's why we wasn't safe. And that's why my dad and 100,000 like him moved to Israel.
But not harassed by the Christian Arabs, or
No,
yes?
just by the Arab.
By the Muslim Arabs.
Yes.
And it was getting worse, or was it just the same?
Not always, but we wasn't safe there, that's can tell you.
Did anybody hurt you in your house or?
No, they don't come to the house, only in the street.
And you stayed away from the street.
Yeah, we used to go to school, come back home. It's not like today, sleep over, no.
So,
Can I bring you
excuse
some
me.
water to
No,
drink?
I'm fine. Thank you. So tell me about how the decision was made to leave Iraq.
In that time when Israel exists, lots of Jewish people, like in the shul, they talk, or you know, between the families, and they decide, you know, to is the best for us to go to move to Israel, and then that's happened.
Who told you?
Well, actually, my dad was speaking about it, and
what did he say?
That we, you know, one day I was young, you know, he said, we're going to start you to go to school because we're moving to Israel. And at that time, like I said before, we read all the people who like to leave Iraq to Israel has to register. And my dad registered like 100,000, and then we left. And we leave we left everything, all the everything we've got.
What was
that? House, the business my dad has, the money in the bank frozen, everything they took the government of Iraq from the Jewish people. And that now that's happened, that when there was a problem in Iraq about 10 years ago, when it's a war and the United States helped them to move Saddam Hussein from there, actually the United Nations was talking to give back the money of the Jewish people that they left in Iraq in billions.
And
so,
did
and
they
United
give it
Nation,
back?
No, United Nations didn't succeed to do though. So.
Do you know why?
Because there is nobody to talk to in there. Actually, you know, what's happening there in Iraq, it's a war still going on up to date between them.
Did your father take any documents that...
Only the passport, nothing else.
Nothing to prove?
We left everything. When we came to Israel after 10 years, the government of Israel asked my dad or everybody who left money in Israel, in Iraq, to register all the belonging, the address, the money in the bank, which has proof that we left everything there. And that's why, you know, up to date, my sister have the paper in Israel. In case of something open, then we can show that we left the things there.
Uh-huh.
But not going to happen in my generation. It's not going to happen. And I don't... I'll be honest with you, I'm so happy in Canada. I'm so happy for my sister living well in Israel. And we don't look for that.
I'm wondering about the process of leaving. So your father tells you this is going to happen. Then how long until you actually leave?
About 3 months. When we since we registered, and then we left Iraq after 3 months that since we registered.
Did you have to leave school
before? Yes, in the middle of the year was that we left, we went to Israel.
So once you registered, you didn't stay in school?
No, I continued being in school.
Oh, you were?
Yes, and at the day that the time come where the flight came to go to Israel,
mm-hmm.
then we left.
Did
school.
You know anything about Israel?
No, I was young. I did not, but when we came to Israel, my dad sent us to school, and we, you know, I finished high school in Israel.
But while you're still in Iraq, did your parents know people in Israel?
Only my sister from my father.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
So your aunt?
Yeah, my aunt, yes. Only, you know, I'm sorry, I passed her. Yeah, and yeah, only
yeah.
My aunt. She was in Israel. She lived in Israel since she got married, about 25 years she lived in Israel. And when we came to Israel, she helped us, direct us, with, you know, and everything.
Where was she living?
She was living in Ramat Gan.
And you didn't live with her?
No. When we came in that time, they call it Aliyah. I don't know if you heard
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
Aliyah means all the people who come from Iraq used to go to a place where tent,
mm-hmm.
they put a place for us and they give us food for a while until we find jobs and we move wherever we want to go in Israel.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
About a couple of months. My dad has money in different banks around the world because he used to be a businessman. So in that time, we bought a house, my dad, and we moved after a couple of months.
To where?
To Ramat Gan.
To to Ramatgan.
Yes.
So your dad keeping money in other banks, he knew that this would happen?
No, no, because he was a wholesaler of dishes, like I said, you buy from England, China, all those countries. He has to have, you know, international bank, and they still have, he has to have money there. That's why I bought a house. Not everybody was gifted when come from Iraq to Israel. Mostly people struggle for, I would say, 20 years to get on their feet. Wasn't easy for Jew, Iraqi Jew.
For sure not, for sure not. So you're in Israel and you're going to school with kids from where?
Surround the area, like here, you know, surround the area. Mostly, we didn't have, like I said to you, only Christian.
You didn't have?
We only Christian friends, and like in my classroom, I said 6-7 Jewish.
Uh-huh.
We never used to go, you know, together, finish school, come home.
Even in Israel?
In Israel, you're talking about Israel?
In Israel?
No, in Israel, yeah, no, I had friends and finish high school, we used to go one to each other, and still have friends attached to them. I call them up today. They call me sometime.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And what did you like to do? So this time you were 11, 12 years old?
Yeah, and then I finished public school. I went to high school. And then...
Where?
In Ramat Gan.
And what did you like to do with your friends then?
We used to play tennis and ping pong. We loved to do that in Israel. Yes.
And was it different that you weren't afraid of being attacked, or were you?
No,
afraid?
Israel was safe. You know, I mean, we had the problem so many times, war between Israel and the Arab countries surrounding. Otherwise, we were safe to go around, no problem.
How about your parents?
My father worked a little bit, you know, as a helping companies in that time, and that's why he could support us. And my mother never worked in her life, not even my sister.
And what was it like for your mother, the move to Israel?
It was sad because, you know, she left her house and everything and to come to a different country, but she adjusted.
Did they learn Hebrew?
For sure, we all learn Hebrew. It was easy for us because my dad was teaching us even Hebrew reading in Iraq, so it was really easy for us to learn the language.
Was there a shul nearby?
Where?
In Ramat Gan?
Yes, my dad used to go to the shul every day, about 10 minutes walk.
And were there a lot of Iraqi Jews in
yes.
the shul?
Yes, mostly Ramat Gan is Iraqi city.
And what language would you speak at home?
In the beginning, we speak for sure Arabic, and then little by little, we start to speak Hebrew with my brother and sister, and my dad, which is Inuit.
And your mother as well?
My mother, yeah, she learned too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, as a mother, always she speaks to you in her own language, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make for you tea, maybe? Tea?
Maybe a little bit later. Just
okay.
A few more things I want to ask you.
Sure.
What do you think triggered leaving at that time when you left Iraq? Why then?
Was advertising to go between the Jewish people, you know, to be safe if we go to Israel, and that's what triggered us.
Was there a Jewish newspaper?
No, there was no newspaper there. Was nothing there, no radio, no... It's just nothing, just music. A little bit you hear from the radio was not even to hear news. We didn't know about what's happening around the world at that time. It's not like today was.
Right. Did you know anybody who had left?
For sure, all my my friends, families, and all my uncles, all gone to Israel.
And the ones who left before you also had to leave everything behind?
Yes, 100,000 over, left everything. Just like what I have here. They give me a suitcase with my clothes, and I give the keys to the police and go. And we left everything to the Arab.
Do you remember what you were a little boy, you were 11? What did you take with you? Do you remember?
From.
From Iran?
I, like I said to you before, I love that country so much. I
Yes.
love the weather. I love everything about it. I love where I
But
used to live.
was there anything you could take with you? Any favorite object or toy or
No, nothing.
nothing?
Nothing. You know, I mean, I still was young. I didn't know much, you know. The only things I said to you, I love that country where I born. Was very beautiful. You know, all the today all the fruit and vegetable that you have, not like before, or used to grow natural, and the taste of the fruit was amazing in that time compared to the today.
Have you ever gone back?
No, because we will be spy, and they could jail us. No Iraqi could go back to Iraq.
Any of your siblings go
Nobody
back?
like I like you know was understood not to go back because we could be spy and they will jail us.
Did you know people who were jailed?
No, nobody went back.
No, I mean when you were still
In
living
Iraq,
there?
yeah, they jailed many times Jewish people in that time for nothing, you know. So we used to be cautious.
Anybody in your family jailed?
No, because you see, my father was protected. We have two houses in the same street. One was rented to a head of the police station man, and we used to be protected. So we never had any problem except when it's to go to my brother in the morning to school somewhere else. They used to bother us, the Arab arrest us, but we were safe with that respect.
So, then going forward, you did high school in Israel, and then what did you do after high
I
school?
work, I learn industrial sewing machine. And then I went to Germany, learned there for a while, come back, and then the company in Canada asked me to come in Montreal, brought me to Montreal, and I helped them out. And they used to be in domestic sewing machine. They want to turn them company to industrial sewing machine. So they brought me from Israel and for a year to show them, to strengthen the company and introduce it to the new industrial machine. And after a year I finished with them, and then I decided to come to Toronto to find out if it's good for me. When I came here, I found a company that they asked me to work for a while for them. I worked for them 3 months, and then I opened my own company here and stay. Then I made a landed immigrant here in Canada, and they accept me to be a Canadian.
When are you a citizen now?
Oh, for sure.
When did that happen?
And that happened in 19 I came to Canada in 1965, okay? And that happened 1967, after 2 years. I have landed immigrant.
So, do you consider yourself? I know you're a citizen. If you had to describe yourself, would you say you are Canadian, Iraqi, Israeli? What would
I
you
would
say?
say Canadian.
Canadian.
Yes, I love this country. And whatever given me this, whatever I am today because of this country, and I respect it.
So, I'm going to ask you one last question.
Okay.
If people will listen to this tape, maybe doing research, it'll be in the archive. Is there something you would like people to know, to remember, a message that you would want to give?
For sure. We forget the past, we forgive and move on and be good to one another. Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can I just have a little bit to see my voice?